Send a call and all my niggas with me riding. Dressing room like we keep bitches on the rider. Bus full of white girls singing I can Nelly. Mama, I think I just met me a Madonna. Oh, nah, nah,
hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Alright, okay. Alright, what it do, gang? Welcome back. Episode 3 of season 2. Not quite sure what I'm going to call it yet, but probably during this podcast, we will figure that out. Let me start off by saying I had a good day. I don't know about you guys, but I had a good day. Yesterday was my birthday. It's Litty Litty Titty Titty. That's why I didn't post the episode for this week on Tuesday, because I was super busy getting lit, making new events for the blog post then. So basically, I had my birthday, you know, I got nothing but high all damn day. I bought a new piece. It's like kind of like a bowl. I'm gonna put a picture up on the website and on the Instagram for you guys to see. It's a pretty little cute turtle. It's really great. But I lit the blunt. I forgot to tell you guys to hold on. But yeah, my birthday was pretty lit. I spent the day with Bae, so that was great. I wanted to travel around and go smoke with people because, you know, it was 22 for season 2. So I wanted to do something, like, special for that. But, I mean, either way, I had a fun birthday and I'm so happy. Thank you all the fans that hit my DMs and was like, happy birthday. Y'all didn't comment under my picture, though. But it's cool. It's fine. It's cool. I still love y'all. Let's go with the basic routine of the podcast, which is to let you guys know what we'll be smoking on today. Today, I'll be smoking on this new shit I got from the plug down in East Orange. Basically, it's Sunset Sherbert. Sunset Sherbert, I think that's the name of it, or is it vice versa? Either way, it's Sunset and a Sherbert in there somewhere. The reviews I saw on Leafly about the strain, because it's new to me, you know, I love to research the new strains I get. The reviews I saw about it was like, everyone loves it, and FYI, I fucking love it too, okay? It is really great. It's literally a kind of weed that I can continue to smoke, and my tolerance doesn't build up to it. You know, like, I could keep going type situations. It's going to be a pretty, I rolled it in a, Dutch Master Irish Fusion, the Irish Cream, little Dutch Master cigarillos. That's what I rolled it in. So go ahead. I'm going to give you guys a second to go ahead and light up your bongs and your blunts and your joints. While I do the same, you feel me? I killed myself. So I'm going to give y'all a little quick update real quick on a progress of Lit Like Leash. I done got me an actual microphone. What? I'm gonna put like a hold the presses sound effect or something. Like, what? Yeah, Bleach is not recording on her phone no more. Season 2, we grown up, you feel me? And fuck, is it hot. It's raining outside right now. So I don't wanna open my window, but bitch, I don't wanna turn the air on because I got the new microphone. So it's like, damn, and I'm just gonna have to live to die of heat exhaustion. This is a true hot box, FYI, guys. You know, I do half of the segment smoking in the car and the other half of the segment in the house. So, yes, I also got a new camera, so we will be vlogging on YouTube soon. Stay tuned for that. Thank you guys so much for pushing me to do this. I really wasn't about this recording life, but everyone's like, bitch, you got a podcast. Record, hello. So, that's what we're doing. Yeah. So, basically, this week, I just wanted to get into a couple of things that I saw and heard about that I wanted to just talk with you guys about. Because, like, honestly, this world is so fucking crazy. Can we say that? This world is fucking wild. First things first, I'm going to start off. It's going to be a real... I'm going to get all the sad and sombering shit out the way first. So that way we can end on a good note. But RIP to Tia Wilson. I think that's... Or Nia Wilson. One of the two. Nia or Tia. So, Tifa... Oh, yeah, it was Nia. Because her sister's name is Tifa. But her and her sister... were attacked in the Oakland, California BART station, or around that area in the BART station that they have, the train station there. And they were savagely, unwarrantedly attacked, honey. And when I say attacked, I mean, like, the random white male came up and slit her throat. Slit her throat. That's and he attacked her and her sister and when they were at night, and they couldn't so everyone was it's not everyone, it is what it is. It's a hate crime. Off bat, off rip, it is a hate crime, because this white male was able to run off and fled into the night while these two young, beautiful black women were bleeding out, losing their life. One of them is still in stable condition, and the other one passed away, Nia Wilson, 18 years old. 18, you know? And it's really saddening because of the fact that, like, it's hurtful. Because as a black woman, this is something we're in fear of this all the time, every day. This is something that black women have to deal with, have to think about. And something, a quote that I was seeing about when I was going through the hashtag for her name, was someone was saying that Malcolm X once said that black women are the most neglected group of people in the universe. The most disrespected group of people is the black woman. The most endangered group of people is the black woman. Like, isn't that sad? And to think that they were just minding their business, going home, probably hanging out with their friends, got on the BART, you know, just to do their thing. And all of a sudden, one of them winds up dead. And the other one's in the hospital, lost without a sister. Probably fighting for her life as is, because he slit both of their throats. For no reason. It wasn't, and then the media has tried to bring up the fact that Nia has had a bit of a rough past. You know, like, any teen, you know, she just posed with some, she had a few pictures with some guns going, you know, being this big rough rider. But the media brings that up like, oh, but obviously that's the reason that man killed her. No, the main reason that man killed her was because she was black and she was beautiful. That is the only reason that man killed her. That's the only reason. It was a true hate crime. And they caught him. I think his name is John Cowell or something Cowell, something like that. He looks crazy. Not to make light of the situation, but if anything somebody said that nigga did, he had that look like that nigga did it. Like he looked crazy. And it's sad because it was a video of the father. He came out on social media and was like, please, please help us find this man. Because he was gone. He was split. And it was fear. Think of any black woman that lives in that area is like, bro, could I be next? Like, is this a spree? No, they wind up catching him. Thank God. But the sad part is a little girl lost her life just for being black. And it's not even a shocker. This is something black people deal with on a daily basis. We fear for our lives all because of our skin color and our heritage. How does that sound in America, the place that's supposed to be free? That's the real crazy part. But yeah, RIP to Nia Wilson. And prayers go up to her sister, Tifa. It's really shit. And Nia had a kid, I think. I think she had a son. How sad is that? Like, how really sad is that? But yeah. Secondly, another sad point that I wanted to bring up was the... it's the duck boat tragedy that happened over in the Midwest region. It was truly sad. The reason that this was brought to my attention was because one of the actual survivors of the duck boat tragedy, the duck boat itself winded up basically capsizing because of a sudden freak storm that was coming around. But one of the things that made me sad is that the meteorologist had been broadcasting the storm all damn day. The storm that wound up turning this boat into a death trap with a bunch of families on it was being broadcast all day, but no one heeded it because, you know, we always think that the meteorologists are lying. But it wound up kicking up winds that wound up turning the boat and capsizing it. And when it capsized, the roof of the duck boat acted like a cage, and it literally trapped so many people in the boat as it sank. And it was so sad. One family, basically, the reason that, it was brought to my attention is because a lady wound up losing basically her whole family. She lost her husband, her three kids, her husband's mother, her husband's father. And she lost 9 members of her family to this accident. And it's so saddening because you lost everyone. You lost everyone. Like, everyone close to you. You lost all your babies, your kids. You lost your husband of everything. You lost your husband at the same time as your kids. And then to lose your husband's family. Sad. It's so sad. So sad. And I my prayers really... And I donated to the GoFundMe that they posted because sad. Sad. That's what... And I think this has just been a week of tragedy. I think that's really what it is. It's been a true week of tragedy. And my prayers in my heart just goes out to literally all of the families that have been affected by this. All right, so I'm about to just, so now for the sad section, because my feelings are hurt right now. Y'all ever talk about something sad and you just, your feelings get hurt? Like, you just think about how sad it makes you. I hate that. But I'm about to take a pull. I know we ain't take a pull in a minute. I'm about to light this bitch, take a pull. Just love weed. Now, to the tea, honey, to the tea. Do I got tea for y'all today, gang? Whew. So, basically, first things first, I'm the realest. I saw a post on Instagram that was like, nobody is ever going to say, on Twitter, it was like, nobody will ever think first things first without automatically thinking I'm the realest. And then somebody else posted and was like, nah, they would be thinking first things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Duh. Honestly, that's true. Because I think of both of them. When I think of first things first, I'll rest in peace, Uncle Phil. And then we go, first things first, I'm the realest. But anyway, first thing I want to talk about was Charlemagne the motherfucking God. And his rape allegation case that's been going on. Now, a lot of people don't want to talk about this because, you know, you don't want to pull a man like Charlemagne the God, his name, through the mud like that. But if y'all think about it, this nigga is really skeevy. He's skeevy, though. So basically, homeboy was on the radio station the other day talking to, or his podcast or whatever. He was in an interview. And in the interview, he mentioned and admitted that he used Spanish Fly, which I guess is some ghetto version of a roofie. I guess only based in New York. Some ghetto version of a roofie. And he used it on a girl that was 15 at the time while he was 22. And he used it on her, and he wound up admitting that he had sex with her while she was under the influence of the Spanish Fly. Now, don't that sound like date rape? Y'all let me know. I know that sound like date rape. Ain't no way. But yeah, so basically she said she needed closure, so she went ahead and refiled whatever case she had against him in 2001. The rape victim. And I guess it's been in the news lately because after the interview, it came out that he really is a skeevy-ass nigga. Who date rapes anymore? Hello? Let me ask that question first. It's 2018. Who's date raping anymore? Anyone? Anyone? Where we do that at? I thought this was supposed to be the year of women empowerment, but I see that the women this week, women have been in jeopardy. I see. Because y'all been out here doing skeevy. Men have been doing some skeevy shit, man. Skeevy shit to women. Like, crazy skeevy. And, like, it's really sad. But it turned out that the South Carolina court, I think that's where it came out of, stated that he was still innocent of the crime, and they dropped the charges that she refiled against him. So, one, I do feel really bad for the victim in this case, because if you really wanted closure, you know, it's definitely a smack in the face to see your attacker be let go and be free of, whatchamacallit, be free of the crime that you're trying to get justice for. So that's something I definitely feel sad about, but the only thing I'm really thinking is, why his name really Leonard McKelvey? I know that's random as hell, but while I was reading the article and it came out that his real name is not Charlemagne, it's actually Leonard McKelvey. What the fuck? You know how, I would change my name too. The fuck? My name ain't Leonard. Who Leonard? What you gonna go on, Leonard the God? That's just so ass as hell. But so basically he's basically being pronounced innocent. I don't know about that. I mean, if you put in Spanish Fly and chicks drinks when you're 22 years old, I think you've definitely done some things that you'd definitely be guilty of that could be under the category of rape. So. And you're doing it to teenagers. It's like, it's not like some grown bitch, 21-year-old. Like, that I can understand. All right, you just went and get your rocks off. I don't understand. No, I'm not saying I understand the rape. No, I never will understand rape. Rape is a horrible, horrendous, heinous thing to do to a woman. And it's always the way to devalue and debase a woman. Trust me. I'm not for rape. The thing is I can understand then the level of criminality that this was going through this man's head. But no, this man did it to 15-year-old girls. Like, come on, bro. You definitely always had that one nigga in the hood that just always dated young ass girls. Like, you'd be like, what's wrong with you? Like, he'd be like 19 dating the bitch that's like a sophomore in high school. You'd be like, bitch, what are you doing? He'd be like, he done graduated from high school already. He probably in his first year really being an adult. He over here dating somebody still in high school that's like sophomore year. Like, come on. Or like the 23-year-old that be dating like the 15-year-old. Not that I'm judging that, because I mean, hey, girl, boo, do your thing. You loved him, you loved him. You dated him, you married him, you married him. Do your thing. I don't judge nobody relationships. That's you, boo. But I'm saying is, you always got that one skeevy nigga, And Charlamagne the guy definitely was that skeevy ass nigga. Most definitely. But yeah, so there's that. Another thing I saw was that Jay-Z, I didn't know that Philadelphia isn't going to be hosting Made in America anymore. Isn't that so sad? That's been a staple in Philly since I was in college. But yeah, so basically Philadelphia cannot host Made in America anymore at the spot that it's usually hosted at. Something about something. But basically, Jay-Z is looking there. The festival is now looking for a new place to be hosted. And tell me why Milwaukee stepped up and was like, yo, bro, we got you over here. Like, the alderman of Milwaukee, the town, I don't know if he tweeted at Jay-Z or what, or made a statement to the press, but he basically, they said that they have board members that are on board for having the Made in America festival held in Milwaukee. And they said the main reason that they wanted it held there is because Milwaukee already has a bunch of festivals that are in there. And one of them is Summerfest. I think that's like a hip hop concert and shit. But basically, so they already have a bunch of festivals there. Like, you can just basically, we have a big ass place for you to do it. So, dude, come over here. So I don't know if Jay-Z's going to accept. I mean, would you travel if you, but the thing is, the reason that I loved it being in Philly is because it was right next to Jersey. Like, bro, like, I could just go to fucking Philly and be in Made in America. And I still have yet to go to Made in America, by the way. That's definitely going to be on this year's to-do list. But, yeah, so, but I don't think I would travel to fucking Milwaukee to go fucking to Made in America. That'd be extra. Like, that's a whole vacation. Like, you might as well make that a fucking vacation. Like, nah, I'm good. But, another thing that, I was fucking looking at, you know, I be always on Instagram to get my news. Does anyone else get their news that way? Like, you just go through the Shade Room, Baller Alert, Hollywood Unlocked to get all your news. Fuck the news station. I'll just pay attention to the Shade Room. I don't know if y'all still smoke. I think some people, I feel like y'all be waiting on me to be like, puff, I'm puffing. Or you wait till you hear me take a hit. Puff. Go ahead, bitch, smoke. Smoke, bitch, smoke. Live your best life. If you do, yeah, bro, smoke. Smoke, bro, smoke. I be forgetting that I do have dudes that listen to my podcast. Also, really quick, if any of you guys know anyone that wants to be a guest of or wants to be a part of the gang on one of my episodes, I do want to start interviewing more people. So, if you guys want, definitely hit me up on the website or email me from the link on the on SoundCloud or DM me on Instagram or do whatever. Just send me someone's information. I'm also going to do, an Instagram post about it to bring some awareness to it because I want you guys to, you know, come on. I want to have fun with people. I want people to be on the podcast. It's pretty cool. You know, it's a good time. And I'm always sparking people up. So you don't ever have to pay. I'll spark you up. I like to spark people up. So yeah. Stevie J and Faith Evans. Bruh, I know y'all fucking. I swear I know you fucking lying. When I swear I saw this. When I first saw the very first time I saw this was Sunday or Saturday over the weekend. I saw something about them getting married. And I was like, bitch, what? And then, because they tweeted, Stevie J tweeted to Faith and was like, I love you, Faith Renee Jordan. And Faith Evans came back and was like, I love you, Stevie Jordan. And I was like, whatever, the Shade Room, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm like, this is just a stunt. You know, people always trying to get clout for Instagram, so this is just a stunt. They just made it funny. And then it comes out a day later that they went to Vegas and got married. Bitch, what?
bitch, what?
Where do they do that at? Why is everyone getting married in 2 days now? Why is that? Is that a trend? Is that the new trend? Because I know, I heard of pre-dating. I heard that the other day on the, shouts out to Cocktails Podcast. I love those girls. If you guys have never heard the Cocktails Podcast, please go listen to it. It's sex positive. It's such a great podcast. And I love just listening to it at work. Like, it literally gets me through the day. But yeah, they were saying something about it on that, podcast too. About it. Like pre-dating, like before you take a girl out and spend money on her, you tell her to come over to your house and chill so you can get an idea if you want to spend the money on her first. First of all, if a dude told me that he was going to pre-date me, I would have blocked his number because you're obviously just trying to get in my pussy. Why am I coming over to your house, one, to pre-date? We can do coffee. That's a pre-date. But I guess I've been getting pre-dated this whole time then. It's like... Just like, bruh. Yeah, but is that a trend? Because everybody getting married. The Ariana Grande and that Pete nigga. They got engaged after a month of knowing each other. Like, what? Why is everyone dating and getting married and doing all this bullshit in a week? Like, I can't. I love how I keep changing the time frames. Like, that's how distraught I am about the fucking time frames that people... I mean, I think a suitable amount of time to date someone before we get engaged is a year. 6 months to a year. I'll give you that. Then I could be like, all right, well, they got engaged after a year knowing each other. That's cute. It's all right. That's a whirlwind moment romance. That's cute. You tell me you got engaged after 2 months of knowing each other, I'm over you. Bitch, what? Who, what, you pregnant. You gotta be pregnant. Or you gotta be having some type of shotgun wedding of some sort. Because ain't no damn way y'all getting married that quick for no damn reason. Boy, bye. Take a break and take a puff, too. Hold on. I'm trying to do more pictures, too, on Instagram and stuff. So that way people aren't like, oh my god, this bitch is a catfish or anything like that. No, I'm just naturally this ugly. Shit. But yeah, no. So that's why I was, I took all those pictures for my birthday. Yeah. Alright. So I'm basically almost done the blunt. But I'll be right back. Just enjoy this little break really quick. I'm going to play you guys a tune that I liked. I just found it the other day when I was listening to Spotify. And this is the Liddy track of the week. So just stay tuned and listen to this while we switch out. All right. Toodles. Hey, guys.
It's something about you that's so familiar. Something that's got me wanting to know you. And I can't put my finger on it, but it feels all like I've been here before. It's something about me that makes me wonder. I swear I met you, but you're a stranger. But I pretend I leave and I come back again. I'm a fool for you. I love you time and time again. I know just how the story ends. Oh, you remind me of someone I once knew. Maybe I'm crazy, but it's hard to ignore you. And I can't wrap my head around it, but it feels all like I loved you before. Maybe it was me who brought you here. I should run the other way, but I stay right here. And I'll be a fool for you. I know myself, but I pretend. I leave and I come back again. Now I'm a fool for you. I love you time and time again. I know just how the story ends, oh. That I'd be that fool for you. And I'll be a fool for you. I know myself, but I pretend. I leave and I come back again. Now I'm a fool for you. I love you time and time again. I know just how the story ends, oh.